Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel.
And I'm Dahlia.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about how first they marry out of logic, and then they marry out of emotion.
Emotion.
If you're not doing so already, please follow us across all of our social media platforms at YDFL Podcast. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcast platform, including
Alexa.
And if you want to watch all the shenanigans, facial expressions,
our new space, the background,
check
a little
us
bit
out.
Of everything. We're actually also on YouTube, and we're trying to grow our following, so make sure that if you like what we have to say and you like our content, like, subscribe, listen, add a comment, share with 3 friends.
Sharing is caring. Help us boost up YouTube because it's being the stubborn one.
Yes, it is.
To those of you listening in 28 plus countries, probably by the time this airs, it'll be over 30 countries. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Don't hesitate to DM us or send us a message saying, hey, I'm listening from, and list your country. We'd love to see it.
Yeah, we have people from everywhere. It's pretty cool, insane. So
yes,
thank you for
the
support.
Thank you. So, okay, first they marry for
first
logic.
Yes.
If you haven't figured it out yet, we're talking about guys.
Ladies,
need to hear this. The men, when they marry the first time, and there's now a lot of studies coming out with this and everything, they do it out of logic. They do it because they're going to be 30.
Right. It's usually that. I think everyone has this timeline thing, and like now you'll see TikTok where they'll talk about how it shouldn't matter, you shouldn't worry, you shouldn't live your life on a timeline. Sometimes people start having their, you know, first kids at 40. Yeah. I just heard this, by the way. I don't know it to be true, so don't come at me if I got this wrong. I just heard that that Jennifer Lopez is trying to have a baby with Ben Affleck via surrogate.
Wow.
And so my point to that is there is a possibility because we have Janet Jackson that had her first baby in her 50s.
Yeah.
And so my point is that, yes, there's people that have this ideology like I have to be married by the age of 30, have my first kid by the age of 30, 32, 33. And, you know, if you're going to have 2 or 3 kids, you got to do it right before the age of 40 because everyone says, I don't want to be a grandpa dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Which some people will become grandpa dads.
I think that, you know, because if you're looking from a, I'm not a man, so I can't speak from a man's perspective, but I have been around a lot of men that have talked about this. And I think the biggest thing is that every guy has this like idea that being a father is like throwing the ball, playing catch, like,
and you have to be active,
taking them fishing,
yes,
and you're doing all these super active guy things. And how are you going to do that if you're like
in your 60s? Which,
know,
by the way, a lot of people in their 60s are super duper active.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that like it's so crazy when you look back in time, right? When I used to see 40-year-olds, I don't know. I think it's got to be with the hairstyle. I know this is going on a tangent, but it's like a 40-year-old versus a 40-year-old today. It's night and day. Like a 40-year-old back in the day was like a 60-year-old, 70-year-old today. And so times have changed and people are more aware of activities and having to move more and be out there
muscle
and socialize.
Building and all that.
Yes,
yeah.
And there's a lot of supplements. There's a lot of things that you can take. So I think a lot of the time we get so caught up in the timelines without realizing like, it doesn't matter. Like,
if you
just
woke
live
up today and you could walk, run, you know, skip whatever you
and
can
even
do,
if
like,
you
fine.
And even if you can, there's still a possibility that you could still become all the things that you want to become.
Yes.
So
the first time it does really seem to be heavily guided by logic. I know one of the things on social media that we keep seeing is that so many men, even in the comment sections of some of these posts and some of these live, you know, conversations, is like, oh yeah, I definitely did not marry the woman I loved at first. I married the woman who made sense to marry at the time. Now, I always say, I've said it in past episodes, they get with what's in front of them. Like they.
But
the girl
I wonder
that's
if that's like
them,
their freaking cop out to be like, oh, she's not the one that I want her to marry. Like, she's not, then why did you marry her? Like, it's so weird that they would say that. I almost want to say like, that's just them to like,
call
that's
BS.
Just their, no, they just want to throw daggers at the person that they marry. Like, there's this guy, I don't even know what his name is, and I'm not even going to try to remember because I don't even know it. But he's kind of an influential person on social media. And now he recently got married to whoever, a younger girl. She's like a fitness model of some sort. And he says that, you know, he bashes his ex-wife. And I think that's always very indicative of the type of person. If you have to sit there and bash your first wife, it only shows you that you're just a sore freaking loser. Like, you don't need to bash your ex.
And I think coming to the realization that you married logically and not for love, doesn't have to be bashing. The truth hurts, but it's just the truth. Like, the number of men that I remember, I was in my 20s and I worked in a there was a sales pit of ad. If you've watched the movie, like the TV show Mad Men, it was like that environment.
Yeah.
And I was the one of two females. For a while, I was the only female.
Yeah.
In a pit of 60 men at any given time.
Wow.
And they were, you know, top earners, all this kind of stuff. And the things that they would talk about, and whenever they'd say, oh, yeah, I'm married, or I've been married 5 years or 10 years, I was married too, but I'd always ask, like, oh, like, what made you know that she was the one?
Yeah.
It's a conversation
starter.
The way
she flipped the tortillas.
Yeah, you know, it's a conversation. Just kidding. They're all white guys, but, like, it's a conversation starter. And for me, I always like to acknowledge the wife in a room of men. And so the answers were, like, heartbreaking. Like, to me, I'm a hopeless romantic, so the answers weren't like, I saw her walking in a blue dress and the way the moonlight was hitting. No.
Like, that's what you're expecting them to say.
They were
like,
you know, I really was in love with this one whoever, but then, like, I screwed it up, and then she got married to someone else, and then I was dating my wife at the time, and, you know, she's a good woman, and I knew that she'd be a good mother, and I want to have kids, so, boom. Some of them said she came from a good family. Boom. I started shifting, like, oh, what was it about her, like, physically? Was there something about her beauty or something? They're like, no, it was like she came from a good family, or, you know, the two things were she came from a good family and I knew she'd be a good mother.
Mom.
Like, that was almost 100% across the board. And then when you'd say, yeah, but is there anybody that would make you, like, yeah, there was always this person. It was always, like, the one that got away. And let me tell you a little something, too, about that conversation, those conversations. Oftentimes the one that turned them on, or, like, you know, that they, like, lusted over, and that they were like, oh my gosh, she was so good, and, like, blah 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 blah, they knew she was not marriage material or mom material. So if she was sexy, they truly wanted that one. That's the one they actually wanted, but that's the
mom
one that
probably
they're...
But do you think mom wouldn't want him to take her home? Is that what
because these were grown-ass, like, men. Like, all of them said they couldn't envision her
being
an elegant wife or a mother. And for those two reasons, because they're in a profession that's, you know, it was a no. But let me tell you something. It seemed like that they're willing to sidestep with is that one, but they're not going to wife her up.
Because that's the freak in the sheets, probably. That's
probably
what he's not telling you. It's like,
no,
she's a lady.
Saying.
Yeah, lady
that's
on the street. So she's not a lady on the street. She's a freak in the sheets and a freak in the
streets. So that's exactly what I'm saying. Is like, the sexier one is the one they really
wanted.
But they're not going to. The ones that had the opportunity to cuff up that one did not do so.
Right.
Because she was too sexy or whatever.
She was too out there.
Yeah, too sexy. Or just too sexy. Like, walks in a room, she's sexy. And so anyways, then it was like, oh, it was weird. Like, you know, granted, you guys know my story. I was a teen mom. There was no decision making or anything. But that was a big eye opener.
I could see
that. I was 23 years old in a room of these men that were in their 30s.
I think that
and
could
40s.
Be a mind F if you're really young and you hadn't been married. You'd be like, damn, I really need to pick wisely. But you were already married.
I was already
married,
yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes I think, like, the first time you get married, it's like, well, what's the worst that can happen? You just get divorced.
Yeah.
And if it's anything like, say, for instance, the things that I've experienced, it's like, yeah, that is, like, the worst thing that could happen is get divorced. But, you know, there are people that just, you know, are married and then they realize, like, I don't want to continue spending the rest of my life with this person because she doesn't make me happy. So guess what they do? They go and find their happiness. And it's like, I don't care if my mom doesn't like her, if my family doesn't like her.
They've outgrown
all
that.
I love her. And if you don't want to talk to me, then don't talk to me. But this is who I'm choosing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going based on logic. Because I think, like, you get to a certain age where you're like, life is so short to please everyone. Like, I have to please all these people. And then I have to worry about what they're going to say if I should get divorced. Like, they're going to say, well, you know, she's such a great mom. And why are you doing this? And then everyone's going to come at you. Because a lot of the time, that's what happens.
A lot of pressure. If you're going to cheat on your wife and leave her for another woman, that's a whole other route. That's a whole other conversation.
Right?
And
isn't
a whole other route.
And sometimes that happens.
Rough. Yeah.
And that happens because a lot of the time, the first wife was logical, and then the second wife is more for the love part of it.
The second wife is always going to be the woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Right.
They learn a lot. It's like we all do it. Women do it too. Like, we learn. Like, you know, at the end of the day, we marry the guy that not for his money because he just had so much potential. And then you do 20 years with that guy and you realize, I should have married for the money. You know, and so you have so many women that say that. Like, at the end of the day, you're going to go through the same BS. You might as well have a better economic situation. You're not always going to hear that with the really younger women, by the way. You're going to hear it with the women that are 10, 20 years deep because they went down the journey and they see things now and they understand
what they are,
what it is. And so I will say that all the men that I'm giving you the examples of, these are not men that are afraid of their moms. These are men's men. They're not, they're the kind of men that aren't going to sit there going, oh no, the people are my mom. These are guys that literally said, I looked at her and I could see my future children in her eyes. Right. I mean, it's very endearing,
right?
You know,
but those same guys that aren't afraid of their moms, though, I'm saying even those guys that aren't afraid of their moms, those are still the guys that did this logically that will still go look for someone that just makes sense because they love that person. No, yeah.
So
they want
the
them.
First time we're talking about first ones,
for
so
sure.
These guys are not boys afraid of their moms, and they're not afraid of anybody.
Of course,
but they're men who made these very endearing. They were logical, but at the time it was endearing because they said, "I could look in her eyes and I could see my future kids."
Right,
and there's something very honorable, right, about that, and very attractive to them, right? But once they do 10 years and 15 years and 20 years, they're like, the kids are grown. The kids are now high school, seniors, college.
Well, these are the same men that leave the woman after high school. Like, these are the ones that are like,
that's it. They're just,
I'm out.
They're out.
Kids are out of high school.
Yes.
I'm bouncing. And then now they're looking for their
future
life.
And they're not always, by the way, having the courage to necessarily leave. You know, we know the stats.
Right, that's true.
90% of women
but
are
you know
the ones
why
filing.
Though? Because you know why
they
though?
Don't want to disturb the finances.
Well, that and in addition to that, most men will not just leave unless they have someone on backup.
Yep.
Like, they're not just gonna up and go. They have someone on backup.
Yep.
So whenever I get a call and they're like, well, he just left. And it's like, no, guys don't just leave.
No. Nope.
Guys always have a backup plan.
And that's that backup, by the way, represents that first one that they wish they would have married. It's
yes,
not the same girl,
so
but it
true.
Represents
it's
that
like,
first
it's a replicated
one.
Version of
yes.
that. It's like she has that resemblance. Maybe she's a little bit younger, but she's got like...
Oh, they don't even look alike. It's just the energy
just the
of
energy,
like she
that
turns
sexual
me on.
Energy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
It's that
and
sexual
they go
energy.
Go for that. And so it's really, really different.
Yeah, I
mean,
agree.
You know, sometimes you look and you go, okay, well, what about Bezos, right? Bezos went with a very much older woman. She's a very considered old. And even though she takes care of herself and all this kind of stuff,
are you talking about his new chick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everybody
Lauren
in the comments.
Sanchez.
Anytime anybody posts them together, I run to the comments.
Yeah.
And the number of men who say all the money in the world and that's the trash he picked up. They literally don't see her. They don't even know anything about her. Like, I used to hear things about her because I studied journalism, and it was like the word on the streets always from the beginning.
Yeah.
She had a reputation, and it wasn't a good one.
Right.
However, here's these few, like strangers, these men, and they're going through, and they just don't see her as high level. They don't. They're just like thinking in their head, you're Bezos, you should be getting that hot, young, whatever, and they don't see her as hot or young. They just see her as old and trying too hard. And so it's like thousands of these comments, right? But you sit there and you go, okay, but there was something that for him.
Because she had such an allure.
Yeah, because she's
him.
Exotic. You know, he's like this nerdy kind of tech financier mind. Mm-hmm. And then there's like probably not around a lot of exotic, you know, Latinas.
Girls.
And then here she was. And so it's all
but
relative.
But I think, I really do believe it's what you always say, though. It's who's in front of you.
It is.
And she just so happened to be a helicopter pilot, and they were filming a documentary, and she happens to be the badass in that freaking helicopter. And so guess what? It's not what he should be with. Like, you would think something beautiful, like maybe one of the Hadid sisters. Like, you would think, like, he should be with someone like that because he can afford someone like that.
Yeah.
But he's with her. Why? Because she showed up
she
in her, like,
right there.
Outfits, her this, her that. And, like you just
with
said,
brain,
she
too.
Is a social climber.
Yes.
So guess what? She saw him, and I heard something. I don't know this to be true. Allegedly. And this isn't one of these shows, by the way, but supposedly... one of her friends said, if I could just take, like, in other words, if I could just take him down. And she did. I mean, she saw her target. She went for it. I don't know this to be true. She's with him. And according to whoever, she always did that. And so it's like what you always say. It's not what's logical. It's not what's love. It's not any of those things. It's who's in front of them.
Who's in front of them.
And she does have a lot of sexual allure.
Yes.
Like, let's be honest.
Yes.
A lot
she's
of
exotic.
Sexual allure.
She's an
very
exotic
woman.
Mm-hmm.
And his ex-wife is very, like...
Girl next door.
Yeah. You know, she married a science teacher that she just recently divorced. And they, I guess, I don't know what happened with their prenup or non-prenup. But, you know, it just goes to show you that it's who is
in front of you. Okay, so we have some good news for you. So we're like 15 minutes in. And we have some good news for you if you are a woman in your 40s and you are single. Even a woman in your 50s, maybe, late 30s to 50s-ish, whatever. The good news is, and this was someone that kind of went on and was talking about this on live, and I thought it was brilliant. The good news is that a lot of men in our age group are reaching that point where they're ready to make their exit. Think about the men in your age group, and mine and yours, between your age and my age. There's a whole lot of men that went young. They went 28, you know, 32, and they're doing that time.
They're doing
and
life.
And they're getting close. They're approaching 50, and that's that weird mark where the kids are already in high school. They're not little kids. Maybe they went off to college, and they're in the end zone. They are in the end zone. So the person said, hang tight. The guy said, hang tight,
ladies.
Because there's a whole ocean of men who got married for logic.
Oh man.
And they're about to jump. But let me tell you something.
Tell me.
At the end of the day, you're going to sit there thinking, well, they're going to go and be with the 20-year-olds. They might at first. I have not met a man who had his ish together that divorced after that long, that didn't go mess around with the sexy ones, the young ones. But eventually, like 18 months, 2 years, they start going, oh man, they want a little bit of balance.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Like, at the end of the day, you don't want to catch them fresh off the boat because, a lot of these men that are very, very successful, let me tell you, when they come out of it,
ravenous. It's like rabies.
No, not even that. There is this meme that I saw, like, you know, the guys when they're married, you know, they kind of got the belly. And then it's like, oh no, when they're single, they're all buff and
like
ripped.
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're married, they're kind of big. And then when they get divorced, they're like,
revenge body.
No, not even. The guys are like skinny, no
hair. Those Mexican memes. She's talking about these Mexican memes, and the rooster is like all colorful.
And then
it comes out divorce. Super, like,
and then the women are completely different. The women are actually the opposite, where the women have like now the
Muchona
body.
They secure the body.
That's the difference. So you might catch them, you know, the rooster without no hair. Like, you know what I mean?
You have to be really, really mindful that, ladies, that if you hear us going, oh man, that's true. Like, guys are about to start jumping ship, or marriages, or women are
about
to be
catching them.
Women are about to be throwing those old shoes into the pool. Mm-mm. But you gotta remember, like, give them time. They need time and space
to, like, at least 6 months to a year.
They got, like, some work to do.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, they have that PTSD and they're like,
BPD,
you know,
BPD.
They got BPD too. Bipolar disorder and post-traumatic stress or post-traumatic stress divorce disorder. Like
PTSD, they have all the things. But you have to just remember that. Keep in mind that, look, at the end of the day, if you are a woman who's watching this and you're married to someone that it was his first marriage, your first marriage, and you guys were in your 20s,
and
maybe he was 30, you know, don't look at him and be like, babe, did you marry me because it was logical and you could see the children in my eyes?
Yeah,
or because,
like, yeah, I saw five, but you only gave me two.
You know, I wouldn't go stirring things up,
but
if your marriage is good right now, enjoy the ride. Enjoy
And I think more than that, I think just a really quick tippet, and it might not even be within the subject of what we're talking about, but I always say this because every once in a while I get a call and I always say, just remember what it was like when you first wanted to date this person.
Yeah.
Just remember how excited you were to go on a trip, how excited you were to do Saturday night, you know, dinner, Friday night getaway. Like, remember that, because, you know, oftentimes we forget what that person was like, because it's such a mundane relationship. Like, this guy, he's always here. Oh God, here he goes. And he left his shoes there and he left the toilet seat up. And we become naggy wives.
Instead of just really
enjoying the fact that you have an amazing person, and just, like, remember when it was not like that, instead of being like this.
So you know
mad
what I did?
Woman.
So you know what I used to do? I used to do this little thing because his looks changed a lot when I was married, from when I first met, because we were kids, right?
Yeah.
To then when he became like a man, like he gained weight and the hair starts receding and, like, the man boobs, whatever starts happening, they change shape. Well,
yeah.
You know, women can too.
Yes,
you know, like,
yes,
they change
yes,
shape,
yes.
Right? So what I started doing was realizing or convincing myself that, Rachel, just because you knew him in his prime,
right,
and you thought he was so cute and everything, and now you maybe don't think that as much about him, there are women that will meet him for the first time and see all the beauty in him, like,
right,
all the handsome things in him.
Right.
And the same with you, ladies. If you are on the verge of maybe divorce, or you're going, oh my God, but I'm so much older now and I have this and I'm not what I was when I was younger, it's okay because you will enter the world and these people are seeing you for the very first time. They're going to see the beauty in you for the first time versus your husband who's like, oh, you let yourself go. Now you don't look the same, blah, 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 blah. Because
good luck.
Because he met you in your prime.
Single mom. Now you have this, now you that.
Because he met you in your prime, supposedly. You know, but at the end of the day, just remember, you go into the world and people are seeing you with fresh eyes. And they'll see the beauty in you.
Yeah. And that's it.
That's all we got. 21 minutes, you got it.
21 minutes. And you know what? Just make your decisions on a logical or on a loving level. And don't live your life on a timeline because life isn't like that. And you never know when God says you're done. And you might think, I'm too young to get married. And then God says, okay, well, you're never going to get married. Or maybe you have to wait till you're 40, 50 years old, like Janet Jackson, to have your first child. And you know what? You just got to live this moment and don't worry about tomorrow. And yesterday's past tense is nonsense. So,
and you know what? I know we're trying to end it, but you just maybe have a thought right now, like talk about like ADD and all that. If you are a woman that, like I just said, that was the first wife and whatever, and even if you're a man listening and you're like, oh, crap, Rachel, like that's my first wife, whatever, whatever. Just remember, we just did an episode a couple episodes back that you can check out that we say, show me a beautiful woman, I'll show you a man who's tired of sleeping with her.
Oh, yes.
So just understand. Don't feel bad if you were the first wife and then it turns out he married because of logic. It's okay because if he would have married the hot girl first, he'd be in the same boat feeling super tired of sleeping with her, super tired of all her BS, probably still stepping out. At the end of the day, it wouldn't have necessarily changed it. It's just we're talking in terms of like historically what seems to be the trend in the order of which men do things.
Exactly. Or women.
It is what it is. All right. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
See you next week.
Don't
remember, you deserve fresh
lettuce.
Cheers.